You're listening to EPN.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's Advocate for Women in Business, and you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. I am a seasoned business lawyer and litigator, and I've spent my career helping entrepreneurs launch and run their businesses. I've had Fortune 500 companies and some of the most wealthy entrepreneurs in the world as clients. And as a business owner, you know there are things you have to do to protect yourself legally, but you may have been avoiding them, you may not even know where to start. But the quality of your legal foundation will directly affect how happy and successful you are. So my goal here in this podcast is to demystify the legal issues that you will deal with in your business and give you practical guidance on how to be prepared for anything that comes your way. So join us for this podcast. It can change the course of your business and set you up for long-term success. Hi, welcome to EPN. This is Jessica Eves Matthews, and welcome to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Today, I want to talk about the copyright risks that are lurking in the work that your staff is doing for your business. Now, you may have independent contractors in your business. You may have employees. You may not know the difference. The basic rule in the United States is that when somebody creates something that's original, a piece of writing, a musical recording, a work of art, various other things, the person creating it is the one that owns the copyright in that item. Now, the copyright statute is a federal statute, and it does create exceptions. And the greatest exception is if you have an employee, and they are an actual employee, and they are creating it in the scope of their work for you. That is a work for hire, and it's considered to be owned by you, the copyright. However, in this country, and particularly with so many entrepreneurs who are working virtually, who are working with virtual staff members, the line between employee and independent contractor gets blurred. And it can be confusing sometimes to know whether you have someone who is technically an employee versus an independent contractor. And frankly, for purposes of this issue, I do not want you to worry about that. Now, if you have a good lawyer that you're consulting with, and I always recommend that you do, they can help you figure out, you know, which staff members fall into which category so that you know where your area of greatest risk is. But this is what I want you to understand. If you hire a third party to create work product for your business, this could be a professional copywriter, a virtual assistant, even a bookkeeper, somebody that's working and creating things on your behalf. You may hire a videographer. You may even have music created for your business. And obviously web design or graphic design. If you hire somebody to do that work for you and they are an independent contractor, the basic rule is that the independent contractor is going to own the rights to that work, the copyright, unless you had them sign a piece of paper transferring those rights to you or your business. What that means is that she would basically be free to use that content in any way she wants, including giving it to a competitor or distributing it herself as her own work product. So this is what you need to do. You need to make sure that any vendor or independent contractor that you work with, and I would do this for employees as well, I would not leave anyone out. I would make sure that anyone that does work for your business signs a written agreement when they begin with you, transferring the copyright in anything they work on for you to you exclusively. That can be in the form of what's called a work for hire provision. And you can include that in the agreement that governs the rest of your relationship. I personally include that language in a non-disclosure agreement that I use with everyone that I bring into my business. And that protects me regardless of who I'm working with. But you also need to have a separate provision in there beyond the work for hire provision that transfers any other type of legal rights in and or ownership rights in the product they're creating for you to you, and that they agree to execute whatever documentation is necessary to make that transfer legal and complete. And I would have everybody who works for you, regardless of how you categorize them, sign this, because that way you are protected to the fullest extent. Now, there are situations under the copyright laws where an independent contractor will still own some rights, and you may not be able to ever get the rights in that object, even if you have them sign this paperwork. But for your purposes, I wouldn't worry about that right now. I would just make sure that you're using this language with everyone who comes into your business. And if you have questions about this, you can always reach out to us at support@leveragealawyer.com. That is our national virtual law firm for entrepreneurs and small business owners. And we do have specialists that can assist you on these issues if you want to get a lawyer to look over these issues for your business. Thank you for joining me today for this podcast, and I'll look forward to seeing you the next time. And thank you for joining us here on the Entrepreneurial Podcast Network.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.